This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Estella Duran. Date of birth, September the 8th, 1960. Case ID number is 4204220. Date of exam, January 26, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Adam W. Rives, MD, dated 8/19/22. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old widowed female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bilateral upper extremity nerve damage, comma, myofasciitis, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2018, where she worked as a social worker for 27 and a half years. She is presently retired on Social Security from her husband. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she's not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, bilateral upper extremity nerve damage. Number two, myofasciitis. Number three, diabetes mellitus. And number four, anxiety. History of allegations, number one, bilateral upper extremity nerve damage and myofasciitis. The claimant states that in 1991, she started to have pain in both wrist areas, elbow areas, as well as the right shoulder. She was diagnosed with bilateral upper extremity nerve damage and myofasciitis. The claimant also had an adhesive capsulitis of the right shoulder / frozen shoulder, which has been fairly treated with physical therapy. The claimant has had carpal tunnel syndrome of both wrists, and she had a carpal tunnel release performed on the right side in 2014 and on the left side in 2016. She also had a fourth finger trigger phalange, which was also injected and is now functioning at this time. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assisted devices, and her physician is Dr. Max Hernandez. Her physical activity includes walking, and she goes to a gym every day to do exercises. She is also using a treadmill at this time. Her medications for pain include diclofenac sodium, topical solution, cream, PRN is needed, tramadol 150 milligrams, PRN is needed, naproxen 375 milligrams, PRN is needed, and Lidopro ointment cream as needed. Sometimes the claimant also takes ibuprofen. PRN is needed. She states the medications do give her relief. Her condition at this time appears to be stable. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1990, she was diagnosed with insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states she has symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, and a weight loss of 45 pounds. She denies nocturia or blurred vision. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She says she does have some mild polyneuropathy of her hands and feet, which could be coming from the carpal tunnel syndrome. The claimant checks her blood glucose once per day and states that it usually comes out between 140 to 250 mg/dL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.5%, which is very well controlled. At the present time, she's on Levemir 20 to 30 units BID and Novolog 30 units TID. She's also on Synjardy 1,000 milligrams TID. Her condition at this time appears to be very well controlled. Allegation number 4. Anxiety. The claimant states that in 2012 she started to develop anxiety and depression. Her husband passed away in 2012, and she was having difficulty in working because she did not feel well. She states she was having symptoms of nervousness, decreased motivation and concentration, crying spells, decreased appetite, insomnia, adjustment disorder, and decreased energy. She states that she was depressed because she was not able to do what she had been doing before. She states that she also started to see shadows, which concerned her. At the present time, she takes marijuana gummies to help her with her insomnia and her condition, as well as Unisom. She is not taking any prescribed medications at this time. Family history. Her father died from a myocardial infarction. He also had hypertension. He died at the age of 64. The mother died at the age of 94 from a cerebrovascular accident and hypertension. Medications. Levemir, 20 to 30 units, BID. Novolog, R, 30 units, TID. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, QD. Synjardy, 1,000 milligrams, TID. Level thyroxine, 100 micrograms, QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, albuterol inhaler, 90 milliequivalents, PRN is needed, diclofenac sodium topical solution, cream, PRN is needed, tramadol, 150 milligrams, PRN is needed, naproxen, 375 milligrams, PRN is needed, Lidopro pain relief ointment, PRN. Ibuprofen, PRN is needed. Vitamin B12, 5,000 micrograms, QD. Grill oil, 500 milligrams, QD. And vitamin D, 5,000 micrograms, QD. Medical problems. Hypothyroidism, dysphagia, bilateral cubital tunnel syndrome, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, right shoulder adhesive capsulitis, hypercholesterolemia, insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, bilateral upper extremity nerve damage, positive history of COVID-19, anxiety, myofasciitis, depression, right small finger and left long finger tenosynovitis, major surgeries, carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally, released in 2014 on the right side, in 2016 on the left side. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant does use gummy bears to sleep at night. She denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. The last time she used the marijuana gummy bears was on January the 7th, 2023. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 179 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 146 over 91, second reading 131 over 77, heart rate 75 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 30, general. This is a 62-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable and pleasant historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle 1+ bilaterally, as well as slightly decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. Mild osteoarthritis of the acromion clavicle joint. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for some mild osteoarthritis of the shoulder. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Probable diagnoses. Number one. Bilateral upper extremity nerve damage dash confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appeared to have bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome release, but has a normal physical exam at this time. Number two, myofasciitis dash normal physical exam. Number three, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time and is very well controlled. The claimant has a hemoglobin A1C of 6.5%, which is indicative of good diabetic glucose control. Number four, anxiety dash appears to be doing well at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Estella Duran.